Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, the final edition for the 2016 regular season. Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com, Paul Allen with the DraftKings Fantasy Focus. For those of you playing Daily Fantasy, we have a couple of thoughts for you, beginning with Wabi.
Well, bravo if you're still playing, if you've got enough endurance to keep going. It's week 17. This is a tricky week because a lot of teams like to rest some of their better players, especially the teams who are playoff bound.
Yeah.
Or the teams who have players who are banged up. Well, Sam Bradford is not banged up. He'll be playing today, we believe, and I think he'll be a good option for you, a relatively cheap or bargain-based quarterback that you can get a good deal on. High completion percentage. He's had a passer rating of 100 or more, I believe, in 7 games this season. He's always looked a little bit better at U.S. Bank Stadium than anywhere else, so I like him a lot today against the Bears. I think you'll see that completion percentage stay high. He stays away from turnovers, and then he's got a hot receiver in Adam Thielen, so I like Sam Bradford.
And the Vikings threw the ball a ton at Lambeau Field. I think they'll throw it a lot today, but guess what? When they get inside the 5, Matt Asiata will have a multiple touchdown game today. Now, Asiata has a bunch of touchdowns this season. Chicago has permitted 7 rushing touchdowns the last 2 games. They had permitted 5 the previous 14 games. So, at a very inexpensive price, consider Matt Asiata with the DraftKings Fantasy Focus. All right, let's double up on the winning formula to close Vikings game plan. We'll take a look at today's game against the Bears from an offensive and defensive standpoint, and also the offseason. Let's begin with the Vikings offense today against Vic Fangio's Chicago Bears defense.
I think you want to play clean, and you want to run the ball well and stay efficient, but most importantly, let's stay away from turnovers. I think the Vikings offense, if they can do that, this is a defense upon which they can score, whether it be on the ground with Matt Asiata or Jerick McKinnon or through the air with Sam Bradford and company. So I think you want to stay away from turnovers, get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly so you're not susceptible to some of the strip sacks and the quarterback pressure we've seen from time to time this season.
With a right to change the opinion pending where the Vikings draft or how much free agency money is available, what is the offensive off-season winning formula?
I think renovate the offensive line. And I say renovate and not rebuild because there are pieces to this offensive line that you're going to keep going into next season. You're not going to start completely over from scratch. So I think you got to identify who you want to keep, which areas you want to improve, and then look at the market and look at the draft class to see if there are players out there who can help you. And I think if you improve your play along the offensive line, it's going to do a lot for this team. It will help the play caller get more creative. It will help the quarterback feel more comfortable in the pocket, and then you may see another playmaker or two emerge if Sam Bradford has time to spread the ball around.
Now, the Vikings defense against Jordan Howard, the second most prolific rookie running back in the NFL this season behind Ezekiel Elliott for the Cowboys. What's the winning formula against Howard, Matt Barkley, Alshon Jeffrey, the rest of those guys?
Well, yeah, if you remember back to the first game against the Bears, you know, there were some big plays that the Bears made early on, and I think that kind of set the tone for the rest of the way. And so I think you want to avoid giving up big plays. We saw too many of them against the Green Bay Packers, and we saw too many of them the last time we played at U.S. Bank Stadium against the Colts. So let's stay away from giving up the big play. I think you want everyone to be assignment sound. You want everyone to just do their job and not try and do someone else's. So let's stay away from the big play and get out of that game quickly.
Off-season plan, winning formula-wise, for the Vikings defense?
For me, it's developing young players. And specifically, you look at maybe a safety, Jayron Kearse.
Yeah. It'd
be nice to see him take a step forward in development. Or cornerbacks, Trey Waynes and Mac Alexander. I think those are two guys who stand to be big parts of this defense down the road. We have a great coaching staff led by Mike Zimmer, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They've done great work with Xavier Rhodes. They did great work with Trey Waynes last offseason, quite frankly, and I'd like to see Trey take another step, and I'd like to see Mac take his first big step in the NFL. So the track record is there for this staff with young players. Develop those guys and keep this defense good for a long time.
My man, great job.
Thanks, Paul.
Wabi, Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen. Mike Curley Harris, thank you for putting the show together. Grant Ridpath, everybody else from the Vikings Entertainment Network, led by Brian Harper, thanks for the opportunity to execute another season of Vikings Game Plan. On behalf of all of us here, from the TCO studio, thank you for watching.